LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 53. This is the podcast where we are reading the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. It's great to have you here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Wednesday is our day to read from the Psalms. We'll read chapters 21 through 23. Have you heard the 23rd Psalm? It's not bad. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info will be at the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 53. This is a listener-supported show. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. Also, you can help support the show by buying my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Head on over to easybiblenamesguide.com for more information on that. All right, let's begin. Psalm chapter 21. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For you meet him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked life from you, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty you have placed upon him. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their offspring you shall destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. For they intended evil against you. They devised a plot which they are not able to perform. Therefore you will make them turn their back. You will make ready your arrows on your string toward their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Psalms chapter 22. My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away from helping me, so far away from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. Also at night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our ancestors trusted you. They trusted, and you rescued them. They cried to you and were saved. They trusted you and were never disappointed. Yet I am a worm and not a man. I am scorned by humanity and despised by people. All who see me make fun of me. Insults pour from their mouths. They shake their heads and say, "Put yourself in the Lord's hands. Let the Lord save him. Let God rescue him, since he is pleased with him." Indeed, you were the one who brought me out of the womb, the one who made me feel safe at my mother's breasts. I was placed in your care from birth. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be so far away from me. Trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls from Bashan have encircled me. They have opened their mouths to attack me like ferocious roaring lions. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like pieces of broken pottery. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me down in the dust of death. Dogs have surrounded me. A mob has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. People stare. They gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves. They throw dice for my clothing. Do not be so far away, O Lord. Come quickly to help me, O my strength. Rescue my soul from the sword, my life from vicious dogs. Save me from the mouth of the lion and from the horns of wild oxen. You have answered me. I will tell my people about your name. I will praise you within the congregation. All who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. The Lord has not despised or been disgusted with the plight of the oppressed one. He has not hidden his face from that person. The Lord heard when that oppressed person cried out to him for help. My praise comes from you while I am among those assembled for worship. I will fulfill my vows in the presence of those who fear the Lord. Oppressed people will eat until they are full. Those who look to the Lord will praise him. May you live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and return to the Lord. All the families from all the nations will worship you because the kingdom belongs to the Lord and he rules the nations. All prosperous people on earth will eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust will kneel in front of him, even those who are barely alive. There will be descendants who serve him, a generation that will be told about the Lord. They will tell people yet to be born about his righteousness, that he has finished it. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did anything in particular occur to you when you heard the opening sentence of chapter 22? My God, why have you abandoned me? You probably thought of Jesus on the cross when he said those words. And then as you listened, you were probably very much thinking that this must be a prophetic book about the crucifixion. Well, guess what? It seems that scholars through the centuries have differed on this point. Some have said that this is just a psalm by and about King David. Others have said that this is all about Jesus. And others say it's primarily about David, but also in a secondary role about Jesus. Well, so what do I think? I think that since there's not a consensus, I don't think we can get dogmatic about it. There certainly seems to be several images of Jesus, but some parts don't seem to apply as much. So my advice is to read this psalm and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants you to see. You can never go wrong asking for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Oh, and I guess we should mention chapter 23. That one's not too bad either, is it? Well, of course, this is probably in the running for the most quoted verses in the entire Bible, the other verses being the Lord's Prayer. I love the 23rd Psalm because it's so comforting, don't you think? I'm not going to do a deconstruction of it here, but this is a psalm that one could meditate on for hours, for days, for a lifetime. I've been a believer since I was a teenager, and I've got a birthday this month, and I'll be turning, well, let's just say that I'm collecting Social Security now, and I have been for a while. And yes, after all these years, I still love spending time with this psalm. I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit inspired David to write it down for us. Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we read Job 15 and 16. Join me? I hope so. If you're getting anything out of this podcast, I invite you to check out lifespringmedia.com/support. And remember to go by easybiblenamesguide.com and take a look around there as well. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.